This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW Original Podcasts.
A special flower show gelato featuring ingredients from the Italian Riviera.
I wanted to open the ice and say, wow.
That's the special flavor of the week starting Monday at Grand Café L'Aquila.
So each year when the flower show rolls around, the folks over at Grand Café L'Aquila put together a special gelato in honor of the flower show. And this year is a particularly special year for Grand Café L'Aquila, which is known for Italian food and even Italian culture classes, because the theme of the Philadelphia Flower Show is Riviera Holiday. And so, as you know, Italy is part of the Riviera, which is a big deal for the folks at Grand Café L'Aquila. I spoke with the owner, the culinary director, the food and beverage director, and also the other owner, which is an Italian gelato champion, and they explained to me their specialty gelato flavor, which the special flower show gelato tends to be the most popular flavor during that week. And I asked them about what's in it, first of all, obviously, what Italian ingredients are they using for this particular gelato, and how do they make it, and also how excited they were that this is the theme. So if you like gelato, then take a listen.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Grand Café L'Aquila with co-owners Riccardo Longo and Stefano Biasini. And this year, the restaurant is participating in the Philadelphia Flower Show by creating a special gelato. So tell me about that partnership.
Well, so every year we have fun with these things where we actually, whichever theme the flower show runs, we'll make a gelato. And Stefano will use his creativity and we'll use amazing Italian ingredients to try to create a flavor which represents the flower show that coming year.
I understand this year is a little more special than previous years, though.
It is, because it's holiday on the Italian Riviera, so it's right down our alley. So we decided to use products that are really sort of iconic of the Riviera. So we have Riviera Ligure extra virgin olive oil as our base, and then we have the Chinotto flour in there also, as well as a little bit of Italian white chocolate. So we have some really beautiful Mediterranean Italian flavors that Stefano has masterly put together.
Now, you did let me take a little taste of it, and it had an orange, a little feel of orange. Is that an orange flower?
So it is. It's the Chinotto is basically an orange flower. It has a slight bitter flavor to it. A lot of Italians know it for the actual fruit because it produces a soda called Chinotto, which is very popular in Italy. But the blossom from it also has a beautiful flavor that we're using in this gelato.
So how will the gelato be used in the flower show?
No. So it's actually here. We have it here. We basically do it as a theme with the flower show.
So I think it's holiday on the Riviera. I don't know if they specified Italian or French or whatever.
I think it's just the whole Riviera. Yeah, it's Italian and French. But, you know, we're of course focusing on the Italian part of the Riviera.
Stefano wants to tell me about the...
No, here in Grand Café, just the Italian Riviera.
Oh, in Grand Café L'Aquila. Okay, as far as you're concerned.
It's a joke.
That's all that matters, of course.
The same ingredient that you can find in Liguria, you can find in French too, which is the same coast.
So this flower, people recognize it? It's a staple characteristic of the Riviera?
Yeah, because it's so too strong, but with the white chocolate and then the touch of extra virgin oil, became a perfect combination for the palato. I think the people must come here for try, because it's a great flavor.
How do you make a gelato out of a flower?
This is a hard question. The problem with the flour is just that you need to know what flour you can use for cooking and what not. And then for the infusion with the flour. The beautiful thing is that with the small flour you can do a big product, because it's so intense with the infusion. So from the flour you can and infusion with the cream, milk, whatever, the ingredients that I use for gelato, I can do whatever.
And why did you choose to pair it with the white chocolate?
Because is the chinotto flour is too strong, white chocolate is so sweet, so the combination is became a perfect mix for the palato. I don't want too much acid or too much sweet, and it became perfect for to try.
So that's a good balance.
I think so.
And you can really taste it. Tastes like you're. It definitely tastes sweet, but it tastes like a flower.
Yes, but remember that we are talking about gelato, so you must taste it sweet, because gelato is a sweet dessert. But the flower is another step that here is if the flower show the big thing. So I think is a beautiful combination, because the flower and everything in nature that you can use for cook is a perfect combination in the gelato. I can put whatever I want in the gelato, whatever, because I like to play with the ingredients, with the, whatever I can found in the nature is great to play for make gelato.
Natural flavors are the best?
Oh, yes, of course.
What is it called, the Flower Show Gelato? Is there a special name?
No, because I want that people come here and when I look the display, know very fast what is the flavor that we are talking about. When you see flower show, you know that is the flavor, and then we explain the ingredients, everything that one know. The great idea for me is that people can go and see the show, but you can tasting flower here.
And when will it be available?
From Monday 24, if the gelato chess. I think for a few weeks you can find in the display in Gran Café L'Aquila.
If it sells well, you'll keep it, right?
Oh, yes.
All right, so it's available starting on Monday the 24th.
Yes, Monday 24th.
All right, so you can taste it before the show opens.
You can taste. You are the first one, and keep the secret. Mm-hmm. And then from Monday, everybody can taste it.
Okay. Keep me in. My million listeners.
Oh, yes, of course. Everybody are welcome.
So, Ricardo, how much do you sell? Like, how popular is a flower show flavor?
The flower show flavor is always extremely popular. So he makes it fresh every morning, and whatever he makes usually is gone by the end of the day, and so on and so forth. So it goes on for the whole flower show. So he was being modest when he says if it sells, it will sell. And usually we'll keep it for a few days after the flower show. But it's a limited time item, so. We'll run it basically from a few days before the flower show starts to a few days after, and then that's it.
I know that people love the flower show, and it gets a lot of attention. Do people also love the flower show flavor?
They do, and we do all kinds of like fun flavors. So like even when the Democratic Convention was here, we actually did a flavor called Democratico. So whenever there's like a big thing, when the Pope was here, we did a flavor for him. So whenever there's like a big event happening in the city, we have fun with it, and we come up with a flavor that sort of represents what's happening.
Particularly if there's an Italian connection, I'm sure, with the Pope, with the Riviera.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, and like we said, with the Riviera, we're having a lot of fun because the chinotto flour and is also the extra virgin olive oil from the Italian Riviera. I mean, these are iconic flavors. The olive oil we're using is a DOP, which means like it's a flavor of olive oil that's protected by the government, or the profile, the type of olive, because the olive that we're using here is called Tajasca. It only grows on the Italian Riviera. So it's something that's very special and very much an icon of the Riviera.
What do you want people to, maybe I'll ask Stefano this one, what do you want people to feel or experience when they take that first bite?
I want that to open their eyes. And they say, wow, I feel that they try something that never tried before. And, is this the experience that I want? Because the gelato is a great food, because it's the food that you can eat frozen. And the sensation is that with the cold, your palato and you everything, if usually you tasting 5 with this temperature became 10. So everything that you try is more intense than you can try in the other temperature.
And it's because it's so cold?
Yeah, it's the same thing about the hot. If you pasta, you need to eat hot because the every flavors you can tasting very well. And it's the same thing with the gelato.
So any of the extreme temperatures in food will bring out more flavors?
Yeah, and for this is the secret of our special place here, because, for example, we serve the carbonara with bacon gelato. So it's Italian pancetta gelato. So it's the combination with hot and cold. And this is became a great experience.
The pancetta-flavored gelato?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I love it. What are you most looking forward to the reveal before the flower show?
The way that, for example, I think from the next year, we need to stay inside the flower show. Because, the flower show is beautiful. Everybody can watch, can see the flowers, how beautiful the colors. But then nobody can tasting the flowers. So this thing is, I think, is another way, and in the show will be perfect. So this is, I ask here that we be invited next year for stay inside the flower show.
Because, it awakens your senses. So it's not just sight and color, it's taste.
Yeah, of course. And the kids love gelato, you know.
Stefano is lobbying for a booth.
He's lobbying for a booth, yeah.
What are you most looking forward to this unveiling of your flower show flavor?
Well, this year it's really exciting because it is a Riviera theme, so it's an Italian theme. So for us, this is amazing. We've been waiting for this because it's been a while since there was a Mediterranean theme. For us, it's a lot of fun. So we got excited. As soon as we heard, we're like, oh, this is going to be great because we can look at Italian ingredients, this time. That's really the fun part of it, and we love the ingredients that we used. We're passionate about Italian ingredients because Italy has a special terroir that's able to create just amazing ingredients. So whether it's flowers or whether it's the olives that make the olive oil, the Italian Riviera is just a bed of just beautiful production of all kinds of different products. So we're able to show off a few of them here. And actually the chocolate we're using actually comes from near the Tuscan Riviera, coincidentally. So it's a very artisanal producer that made this white chocolate for us. So even the chocolate is basically from near the Italian Riviera.
All right, so let's recap the ingredients in the flower show gelato.
We have white chocolate from the Tuscan Riviera. We have Riviera Ligure, extra virgin olive oil from Liguria, the Italian Riviera. And then we have the Chinotto flower, which is going to be basically a citrus flower, which is really an icon of the Italian Riviera.
So three ingredients.
Three ingredients. Three iconic ingredients that I think that Master Gelataio Stefano really put together in a beautiful way.
Take me back to when they announced the theme. What was your reaction?
Oh, thank God. Yeah, finally. Because last year I started to study, around America for the, was like American Sparks. And then Holland, we back in Europe, but in Holland. So this year it's more comfortable for me. It's more easy because I know what to do. Very easy.
Who cares about all the pollen, America, Italy, right? What was your reaction?
Oh, I was just happy that it was an Italian theme finally. But saying that, we have a lot of fun with the other themes too.
Yeah.
So, because, we sort of go outside of our comfort zone and get creative with products that we don't normally use every day. So it's fun either way, but we were definitely happy when we heard it was a Riviera theme because we knew that we could nail it.
Yeah. Ricardo Longo and Stefano Biasini, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
In Porta, enjoy gelato.
Yes, we will. That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.